Hello, welcome again. We are on chapter 13. Chapter 13 is on evaluating marketing cost. Many organizations don't pay attention to this. They just do marketing for the sake of marketing. But whether marketing brings in some results or not, whether the cost incurred on marketing is reasonable or not, whether marketing is resulting into growth in business. These questions are to be asked while evaluating marketing cost. Just like marketing, evaluation of marketing cost is also equally important. So friends, in this chapter, we are going to understand the importance of analyzing the marketing cost vis-a-vis sales volumes. Because marketing cost and sales volume are more or less related. If the sales volumes are high, the marketing cost automatically get diluted. So we will see how to analyze the marketing cost as well as sales volumes in this chapter. There is a famous quote by Philip Kotler. It goes as, there are two types of CEOs. Those who know what they want, those who know what they don't understand. Let me repeat once again. There are two types of CEOs. Those who know that they don't understand marketing. So these are the first part. And the second one are those who don't know that they don't understand marketing. Similarly, some CEOs as well as CMOs are aware about marketing cost and always ensure to reduce it, whereas some others are not aware and there is no question of reducing it. Marketing cost can be of various types. There are no such one type because marketing can be done in different ways. Marketing can be done on the print channels, marketing can be done on the digital channels. This type should be known to the marketer first before an analysis is made of the marketing cost. If the marketer has tools to analyze, then it is more specific and it will bring out more results out of it. So there are various tools, automated tools, where you just feed in the information and based on that, the marketing cost can be analyzed. Careful and systematic marketing cost analysis enables a company to measure the revenue earned from the cost associated with the marketing. So any business runs on a basic formula, the cost that is incurred for generating a product on which some profit is loaded, that becomes the selling price, and the gap gives you the result out of the sale, that is the profit. So to measure the revenue earned from the cost associated with the marketing, we require a systematic marketing cost analysis. A marketing profitability analysis can enable the CEO to correct the misdirected marketing efforts. Because marketing, once again I repeat, is not done for the sake of marketing, it needs to generate results. The forecasts are depending upon the efforts put in marketing, and hence, if there is some mismatch in the marketing efforts, everything can go haywire, the results will not be as per the projections, and immediate intervention would be required by the decision makers, especially the CMOs and the CEOs, for correcting the marketing path. And how this is done? The path which is right or wrong is decided through a marketing audit. Marketing audit is useful for understanding the reasons for the past performance and plan actions for getting the desired results in the future. So based on the analysis of all the marketing processes that has happened and based on the results that are obtained out of these marketing activities, a marketing auditor can easily measure whether the process was effective or not. A marketing audit has to evaluate both the internal and external factors impacting the sales organization. It is not just restricted to the marketing cost, there will be so many other factors which will be responsible for the growth and the sales of business. Marketing audit is not a fault-finding process, just a tool to review and evaluate the strategies and tactics deployed by the sales organization. Because some people, they are fearing for a marketing audit. There is nothing to fear, but whatever the findings are given in the audit, that can be surely a mirror for looking at where the mistakes are and how it can be rectified and not let such mistakes happen in the future and carve out a good strategy and tactics for all future activities to meet the desired objectives. The marketing audit provides an opportunity for the sales organization to do a research of the current and the past marketing activities. That's all. It also helps to design new ideas for transforming the sales organization for going ahead of competition. Because when it comes to marketing, most of the organizations, most of the competitors will be involved into catching the target market, bringing business to them. And here comes a comparison between what you are doing and what your competitors are doing. If your marketing strategy is appropriate, you will be definitely a market leader. If not, then you'll have to rectify the mistakes done and you have to generate new ideas for transforming the sales organization into a profitable organization much ahead of competition. So now, having understood the importance of marketing audit for analyzing the marketing cost, let us understand how to analyze the sales volume. An analysis of sales volume tells us about the profitability of territories, products, or customer groups. Because the sales volume will be high for certain products, lower for certain products. The sales volume will be higher in certain territories, lower in certain territories. Certain products and services will be specifically preferred by certain customer groups, may not be preferred by certain others. So this analysis of sales volume can be a very useful tool for finding out the reasons why there is an up and down into the sales. Sales manager must plan, measure, and manage their sales activities and behavior in order to maximize their sales results. In the recent years, the sales organizations have introduced Salesforce automation software to analyze the sales information from the variety of business functions. Now, what is the importance of automation? It tracks the entire life cycle, right from how a salesperson approaches a prospect, to processing of order, to after sales service, to references received from such sales. So the entire life cycle of a sales process is captured. Based on that, that can be related with your marketing cost, the sales person's effectiveness, the popularity of the product, the profitability of the product, and that is where the automation software helps you to generate reports at the click of the button. You don't have to wait for a longer period. Someone sends you the statements, then someone will actually collate it, and then generate inferences out of it. All these reports can be generated instantly on an automation software. The annual sales figure of the company over several years and the annual industry sales in the geographic market covered by financial industry helps us to understand the trends of financial intermediary sale. This is the beauty of the automation software. It can store information for many, many years, and it can throw out reports based on the information that is demanded by the user. And in this way, you can have comparison with quarter to quarter, you can have comparison with year to year, and whichever way you want, geography wise, customer group wise. That is the beauty of this such softwares, which helps us to analyze the sales figures the way you want. So now let us understand a very important step of this chapter, that is how to analyze the marketing costs. The profitability of a sales unit can be determined only after analyzing the marketing cost. If you can't deduct the marketing cost, then your profitability valuation may not be correct. And hence it is utmost necessary that you need to determine your marketing cost to arrive at a realistic profitability of a sales unit. It is essential to assign cost to a specific marketing activity in the manner that actually captures the financial contribution of marketing activity. Marketing activity can be done within the delivery channel, within the branch environment, or it can be done in public and private places. All this has to be factored. Only then the performance of the sales unit can be measured in clear terms and the profitability can be arrived in a very realistic manner. The simplest method to analyze the marketing cost is the comparison of total cost expended on the sales force. The office rent, sales promotions, the marketing collaterals from the ledger accounts with the budgeted expenses. So if you carefully note about the components for analysis, it includes the cost involved on the sales force as well as the cost involved on the infrastructure, the collaterals, the promotions, and any other thing which is useful for generating the sale. And all this has to be with reference to the budgeted expenses. Just as there is a sales budget, there is also an expenses budget. So the cost has to remain within the ambits of the budget. It is of limited value because it provides only for general information. However, a marketer can bring out a lot of meaning from this information that is generated to get a clear-cut guidance as to which costs were superfluous, which cost could be reduced, where some cost should have incurred to get some good punch marks in the sales. How to use the combined findings from analysis of sales volume and marketing cost? As we have said, these two are very important pillars to measure the profitability. However, we can also combine them to get more value out of it. The first step towards ascertaining the profitability using the full cost method, which includes both direct and indirect, is to find out how much money is spent to acquire each customer. So this is how we break down into granularity of finding out the per unit cost. Here per unit is cost per customer acquisition. The profitability analysis may reveal different cost structures needed for acquiring various classes of customers, because a high net worth individual will have a different cost structure, whereas a normal customer will have a different cost structure. So selling to certain customers may actually incur a loss for the company, but overall having those customers can generate goodwill for the customers. So based on the policy of the company, the cost to be incurred for acquiring certain type of customers are first established, and based on that, an easy comparison can happen later as to the cost incurred are within the established standards or not. One beautiful way of making a quantitative analysis of marketing and sales cost is to use the ROI formula. The quantitative analysis of marketing and sales cost can be done with the help of return on investment formulae, which compares net profit through sales and multiplies it with sales ratio investment. So by having the net profit component multiplied by the sales component, you get the total ROI. The ROI gives a clear picture about the rate of profit on sales and the number of times the assets employed were turned over. So quantitatively this will give the number, but one has to look much beyond this formula for understanding the marketing cost and analyzing it with sales volume. The conclusions of analysis of sales volume and marketing cost will enable the financial intermediary to review the pricing objective. Because as I said before, the pricing of any product and service is based on the cost that is incurred. There always will be a loading which will be in the form of profit. So that is what we call it as pricing. So if one is able to analyze correctly the marketing cost, one can understand how much sales volume are to be generated so that the marketing cost can be diluted, minimized, and accordingly the pricing benefit can be given to the customers. A high price in the marketing will impact the profit level adversely in spite of growth in sales, and hence economies of scale can be achieved if there is a large volume, and most importantly, along with the normal sales, if there is cross-selling and upselling done, automatically it will bring down the marketing cost, because that particular transaction will result into a profit into multiple transactions that are done through cross-selling or upscaling. So that should also be an important factor in analyzing the real marketing cost involved for generating a particular sales or a profit. Thank you.